The Senate version of the Water Resources Development Act of 2016 passed last week. The key step to watch now is how much money will be allocated to projects in the bill. I'm Ben Nully, and this is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America.
Everyone has a reason for choosing their lender. And if you're in the business of agriculture, you'll find more reasons for choosing Farm Credit Services of America. Along with attractive rates and convenient services, we offer unsurpassed expertise. We also deliver cashback dividends. No other lender gives back to its customer owners like we do. We are Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
The Senate passed the Water Resources Development Act of 2016 last week, 95-3. The House will debate their version this week. Mike Steenhook is executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition. He says there are two major steps to watch as the bill moves through Congress.
Step one is the authorization step, which is what a WRDA bill does. It provides essentially a roadmap or a list of priorities to address. Step number two is the appropriation step, and that's where the checks actually get written to fulfill the strategy in step number one, the authorization step, a WRDA bill.
Steenhook hopes the House passes a similar bill.
What we're hopeful for is that the appropriations process will follow suit. So we are very pleased that the Senate actually was able to get something done, but work does continue on behalf of our inland waterway system.
Do you know how much money will be needed for some of these projects?
Well, the WRDA bill authorizes projects that's administered by the Army Corps of Engineers for $9 billion worth of projects. And so and that relates to a certain number of lock and dam projects. It has some levees. There's a number of things that are important to ensure a well-maintained, reliable inland waterway system.
Steenhook adds the Soy Transportation Coalition is happy the WRDA bill passed the Senate by an overwhelming margin. He says this is the bipartisan support needed to help fix America's inland waterways. You can find more news at iowaagribusinessradionetwork.com. I'm Ben Nully on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.